Hey Jay, it's
Hey,
Moin Pindi.
and hi to your listeners too. This is Moin Pindi. We're authors and relationship strategists.
Jane, we thought, obviously, during this difficult time, this is very challenging for a lot of couples because for the first time, they are finding themselves locked in the house 24/7.
And it's by no choice of theirs, because at least when it's holidays, people are doing that by choice. But now we are forced into this whole thing.
So we thought, let's just come up with some tips, you know, for couples to practice at home on how they can survive this difficult period.
And obviously, because you've been used to, as a couple, to a particular routine before COVID-19 and the whole lockdown period, you know, now you have to get used to a new normal, and that is that of being together, whether you like it or not. And so, as a first tip, we thought of is to create a new routine. Create new routines as a family or as a couple, you know, and what that means basically is to do stuff, negotiate chores around the house. And we found that with our home, the lady that works and that assists here at home is now no longer coming because we've asked her to stay at home as part of this process. So now we are faced with situations where we have to, you know, do all the routines that she's been doing and the stuff that the chores rather that she's been doing. So
this is all about being creative.
Yes.
You know, being creative about what you do around the house.
Yes.
Because as couples, we no longer go to work in the morning and go to our businesses. We are in the house. So being creative means have things that you're gonna be doing for the day.
Yes.
Either you have a picnic, which you normally wouldn't have, you know,
yes,
because kids are at school.
Yes.
So have a picnic with the kids. Do things that will even involve the kids as well.
Yes.
So that the day obviously doesn't drag as it would normally drag.
And let the kids read more. Well, not just the kids, you too. You know, buy books, read more, you know, have a schedule. That's the point with this whole thing. Have a schedule around how you do specifically. Obviously, you're not going to be legalistic about it, but just find a particular rhythm that you're going to use, and which is a new one in this case.
Yes. The second tip is be apart together.
Yes.
That basically means as much as you are still in the same house,
yes,
but allow your relationship to breathe a little.
Yes.
Because we don't want couples fighting over small things and stepping on each other's toes whilst, you know, they're all in the house. This morning, for instance, I woke up and I was watching a movie on Netflix whilst Mo was carrying on with his life. And I really think this is
carrying on with my life.
This is very important because we don't want to end up suffocating each other in the relationship.
Absolutely.
Sometimes being apart as a couple doesn't. There's no harm in that.
Actually, you create new ways of making your relationship breathe, which is a necessity for a relationship even under normal circumstances. So, you know, while the other one is in another room, you know, you can be in another room as well, you know, do separate things, but you are still together, you know, as
but
well.
But it's also important, we have to note, do find things that you will also be able to do together.
To do together, that is critical.
You know, in the next 20, 21 days.
So important.
Because you want your relationship to thrive, you know, during this period.
But also maintain a healthy level of intimacy. You know, this period is a highly emotionally charged period. What happens during this time, people, you know, have fears about a whole lot of things. This whole thing is open-ended. You know, the president said that it's 21 days, but, you know, we know China went for 3 months. You know, other places in America, this thing is a huge thing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's open-ended. So, you know, maintain a healthy level of intimacy. Understand that, you know, your partner, connect at an emotional level beyond just the physical, so that the physical will be much more meaningful when you connect emotionally. When you meet your spouse or your partner, you know, at an emotional level, you know, you understand that they're going through a certain, you know, whatever the emotions that come with this period, you know, it will be more meaningful, you know, to engage physically.
Absolutely. So these are the three tips I wanted to share with the listeners. Next week, we're going to be sharing more tips on how they can survive the 21-day lockdown period.
It's Mo and Pindi signing out.
Bye.
Have a great one.